This half hour is presented by City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department, who is responsible for the information and opinions expressed during the show.
Panel. My name is Ruthie C, and happy Friday to everyone. We just heard from Jesse of Lacoste Construction, and check him out if you are looking to build or renovate. And now I am so excited to welcome Deja from Play Pensacola Parks and Rec. How are you, Deja?
I'm well. How are you, Ruthie? Very nice to meet you.
I am so excited to meet you. I love having a second, just a second, to chat before we jump on and dive in. And we're saying, you know, we're not originally Pensacola girls, but we're so happy to be here.
Yes, especially during these times. I mean, the city of Pensacola in general is amazing, and I'm not saying that just because I'm with the city, but being from the West Coast and having a completely different atmosphere, the thought that during the pandemic we were able to still have a great sense of community, I feel so blessed and I'm so thankful. I love Pensacola, honestly.
I feel exactly the same way. You know, it's just such a neat combination of, like, we've got some cool, fun stuff to do, of course, when we're allowed to safely do it, but also still has that small town, like, community vibe. And I don't know about you, but I know for not being from here, I felt pretty welcomed.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And then when facing adversity, you just have a really great perspective and an outlook on things. Although the pandemic has transformed the way we approach everything in our entire world, I will say that community feel that we have here makes it a lot better. Let's just say that, a lot better.
I think so too, where you're, you know, maybe you're physically apart, but you know there's still some people around that are looking out, checking in on you, making sure you got what you need, got a little human connection. And to that point, I'm so glad we're here together physically, face to face, with all our safety precautions, of course, but it's so nice to see people.
I know, even through a plexiglass, it's okay. I'm thankful for that opportunity. And the thought that, you know, going back into the community feel of Pensacola, you really get a chance to gauge what matters most. I think this pandemic has taught us all that, and it shows the resources that we have at our the things that we have at our resource and how much we value it. Me working in parks and recreation, I was able to really be able to hear from everyone firsthand how valuable parks are, the essential things, the small things that, you know, many things are overlooked in everyday life with your hustle and bustle, but being able to go out to a park and your park not being closed, being able to get exercise in the open air, these are things that we value so much, and I'm just thankful.
Oh, I totally agree. And y'all hear me talk all the time about my beautiful golden retriever, Daisy. Oh. And she also very much appreciates the parks that are available to us. And there are so many beautiful ones. For when I first moved here, I got real stuck on Bayview Park. It's so nice. It's so big.
How can you not?
It's just, there's stuff going on. And now I'll tell you, I almost don't even want to mention it, but I'll say it's a hidden gem. Corinne Jones.
Absolutely.
We're there every morning. We're there this morning at 6 o'clock, and there is an otter living in the pond there.
Really?
Yes, and it's the cutest thing. So, and it's just the most beautiful park. It's well lit, well taken care of. So props to the parks department.
Thank you. Thank you. And I can't believe there's an otter there. We have to give him a name.
That's what we've been saying.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll see if we can get a video posted, because I have a little video of him sitting on a lily pad.
I would love that. I can't believe it. I wonder if, did they just migrate, or like how did that happen?
I'm gonna have to.
He's not in the stormwater pond, is he?
Well, it's I guess it's the pond with the fountain.
Yeah. Whoa.
He's been hanging out, hey. But you know, there's lots of birds. There's lots of wildlife there, so I figure the water can't be too terrible if there's
no
animals hanging out in it.
No, actually, it's a filtration system, the stormwater pond. So it's ironic. I wonder how he got in there.
I don't know, but I have seen otters before at Fort Pickens, so I know that sometimes they show up in the area. And if anyone listening is a resident otter expert and wants to educate us, please give us a call at 437-1620 or shoot us a text. Or if you have questions for Deja about the Parks and Rec Department, and I know you guys have some fun stuff coming up.
We do.
Yeah, and I think last time when you were talking to Bridget, you were talking about closures. And so how about now? What's new?
I know. That was like the unfortunate Debbie Downer of the whole, this whole time frame. And, you know, we had our summer camps open briefly, and then we had to close down and dial back just because of keeping everyone safe. That is always our top priority. And so at the time, we were closed. Now we are looking into the future. And as schools are going back, we do follow the Escambia County School District calendar. And traditionally, we would have been open at this time, offering after-school programs. Our dance programs would have been underway, and being able to get everyone out to our resource centers during the day. However, we wanted to make sure that we take precaution and take time, so we have that projected in October.
Okay. Well, that's not far. That's we're already not here in far. September, which, wow, how did that happen?
I know. The introduction song sings about the 4th of July, and I'm like, what? We're in September, Labor Day already?
It's like we missed, like, 4th of July happened. Did it, though? It doesn't seem like it this year. That's, I know. I missed those fireworks.
The fireworks were gone, but I still felt good. And, you know, we, you know, barbecued and got out back, so I'm hoping that everyone was able to take advantage of good quality family time and hopefully you're able to do the same this weekend. But yeah, we are already in September. We will find out at the end of this month. Mayor Robinson and our administration team has an amazing task ahead of them to be able to determine this information. However, they will be consulting with our health experts. And when that time and decision comes, we will know, and we will, you'll be sure to get it first. We will make the announcement and sing it on top of the mountain.
Yes.
We are open.
Oh, I bet there are some parents out there, parents and families, that are just holding their breath and waiting. Like you said, being on the school district calendar, that's just such a convenient way to stay engaged with, you know, like on, not competing with that calendar. That would not be fun. So just making sure that's all aligned and that these things are available. So October, okay.
Yes. And it's, we have our, you know, we don't have any specific dates or anything like that. We just want everyone to visit playpensacola.com. Be sure to stay in tune with all of our announcements. You can sign up for our press releases. If you go to the Notify Me on the city's website, cityofpensacola.com, you're able to sign up for our public information office. They do press releases and everything comes out from there. You're more than welcome to follow us on Facebook at Play Pecola Parks, and we also regularly announce. But if you go to playpensacola.com, we will be sure to make the announcement when our school or programs, excuse me, open up.
That's so great. And so are those programs just throughout the city? Do they happen at one location?
So we have, well, let me preface this. We have currently 10 resource centers. However, Bayview Resource Center is opening.
Oh, boy.
Yes, we are opening a brand new facility at Bayview Park. It is going to be so amazing. So we will have 11 resource centers that we offer different programs at. Not all of them have after school programming. However, we do offer different community classes and recreational classes throughout. So there's a little bit of something there for everyone.
That is so exciting. Well, like I said, Bayview Park was my kind of like my home away from home when I first got here. And I was fortunate enough to be able to go with some girlfriends to a Zumba class.
Nice.
There before all, that was years ago, you know, before all the reconstruction started. But
I'm sorry about that.
Hey, you know what though? Like seeing that progress has been so encouraging, and it's going to be beautiful.
So beautiful. I had the opportunity to be out there sometime last week and got a chance to meet with the architect and kind of get a plan of what is really coming about. I thought that they were pretty much almost done, but there are still more to come. It is a beautiful facility. We're going to have recreational water sport activities, so you can do kayak rentals, paddleboard rentals. I can't wait. I'm out there. Paul Pipes runs our outdoors and pursuits programming and volunteer programming. He is amazing with all that they do. Our outdoor adventure camps are a hit among parents, and so I know that he's going to do phenomenal things with that program, and I hope to be first in line.
Yes, I'll be right behind you, because I have been flirting with the idea of buying a kayak for like the last 7 years, and I just keep thinking, well, could I, should I? So the fact that maybe I could go borrow a kayak instead and do a little bit of window shopping and still get to be outside and just enjoy. I love the dog park there, and both of them. And well, and so what's that looking like? Are the dog parks open?
Yes. So our dog parks are open. Our parks are open. Anyone can enjoy those facilities. They're out open doors. If there are any equipment, we do still ask that everyone takes precaution. You know, feel free to wipe down the equipment before and after use. Do things of that nature just to kind of, you know, keep our community safe, keep each other safe, practice safe social distancing, most importantly.
Yes.
You know, that is so important in these times.
Yes.
You know, we want to make sure that we keep everyone safe so that we don't have to close our parks. We haven't had to do so, and we don't want to.
Yeah, seriously. Like, let's all work together to keep the parks open. I have faith that we can do it wisely.
Yes.
And respectfully, and yeah, keep yourself safe, keep your community safe. And so that's so exciting. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Pensacola Expert Panel. I'm Ruthie C, and I'm here with Deja of Play Pensacola. And so we're talking about all things parks and
yes,
the after school programming that is coming back soon,
October.
October. So just in time for trick-or-treating and Halloween type things. And I know that's something that the Parks Department has done in the past, the egg hunt for Halloween.
Yes.
Is that going to happen this year, or is it maybe going to be a little different because it is 2020 after all?
It's going to be so different. Unfortunately, that is an event that we have had a huge turnout in the past for, and just responsibly, it wouldn't be right to host it in the same regard. We're talking 3,000.
Wow.
3,000 attendees, and we appreciate the support all throughout the years. What we would probably do is something more dialed back. We haven't quite prefaced what we are going to do yet, but we do have some smaller events that will take place at our resource centers. So we're going to make sure that we put something out there that will accommodate everyone.
That's so great. I think that probably is the wisest choice. Like, still get to have some fun, but we don't need 3,000 people in one place. And Pensacola can make the news for good things. We don't need to be in the headlines for all that. So we do have a question coming in, and this individual would like to know, if you know, what is going on over at G Street at West Library? I see lots of construction in that park.
G Street, West Library.
Is that possibly Legion Park?
I'm thinking that. So Legion Field is actually closed for the remainder of the year. So what is going on is that we're going to be delivering a new press box, new great things over at Legion Field, and it will be a hit for all of our football families. So if you have any kids that play football, we're bringing some new things to that facility. Right on our website, we have all of the specific details, but a pavilion, new press box. Unfortunately, that does mean that Legion Field will be closed for the remainder of the year, likely going into early next year. However, that is what is going on. I'm glad you noticed that. Thanks.
Yeah, that's exciting. Okay, and I've noticed that too, that there was some construction going on. So they're saying, yes, Legion. So we're talking about the right place. And so a press box coming, and we can look for that, like 2021. Pretty excited to say those words. And so we'll have lots to look forward to.
I try not to throw away all of 2020 and kind of look at it in a perspective like, you know what, this is just a good reset. It does give us the opportunity to bring these improvements, similar to, you know, likely we would have had to work around. I'm quite sure, even though that is not my field, we have an amazing project manager at the city, David Forte. He knows timelines and all of those things on these different projects, but I'm quite sure, had the pandemic not been going on, there probably would have been an extension, because you have to make sure that you adhere to certain hours. Who knows? I don't. But
that sounds right.
Yeah, I would think so, somewhere around then. So this time gives us a calm reset where we can kind of go in. But yeah, it's been closed since the 17th of August, and it will be closed all the way through early 2020, just so that we can ensure that those improvements get there.
That's great. And I love that. You're so right. I have that same perspective. Sometimes it's hard to keep that in mind, but if 2020 has brought us anything, it is the opportunity to pause and reflect and improve. And I really think that that is really just the best use of time. We are all in this together, as we know, and coming out of it in different ways. And it sounds like the Play Pensacola team is hard at work making sure that, number one, it's going to be safe, and then number two, it's really very much designed for the people of this community. That's what we're here for and all about. And I know that you also mentioned at the resource centers that there's going to be some snack distribution going on.
Absolutely. So parents, tune in, take note, Monday through Friday, that's every day during the work week, From 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., we are offering snack distribution, free snacks. Your children don't have to be present. Parents are able to pick up one snack and one locker mate, which is a shelf-stable meal.
Oh, I like that locker mate. That's a good way to remember it.
Yeah, I think in my mind, something just, you know, you can throw in your locker the next day and, you know, or either snack on throughout the night. But we are offering this, and this is a partnership with our wonderful friends over at Feeding the Gulf Coast.
Oh, love them.
They are amazing.
Shout out to Kyle and Aubrey.
They are amazing. Shout out to you both. Like, or is it one? Kyle and Aubrey?
Oh, Kyle and Aubrey. Sorry,
Kyle I ran and that Aubrey. Together. I thought I heard that. Shout out to you guys. Shout out to the entire team. You guys help us do what we love, and we want to make sure that we continue to deliver to the community. And so that partnership allows us to be able to offer this program. So again, Monday through Friday from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., we have four locations where we offer this program at our resource centers. So citizens can go to Cobb Resource Center, Fricker Resource Center, Gold Point Resource Center, and Woodland Heights Resource Center.
That's great. And so those are just different places around town. You can go Monday through Friday, 3 to 5. And so it you need a parent to come with you. Is that right?
No, not necessarily. Children are more than welcome to come. However, parents don't have to have the children with them.
Okay.
So it's one of those things where if you know, you come up and say, hey, you know, I have a family of three. I have three children. I need three snacks. That is more than possible, and we're more than happy to provide that for you.
Oh, that's wonderful. I know that's not always been the case with some of these, like, great distributions going on, and some people, you know, they just set up their different rules around how do you know, and so that's great. So you can stop by without the kids in the car saying, I want that snack, I don't want that snack, or all that input and feedback and pick some up, and they can go once per day. Is that right?
Yes, once per day. And so the time frame is the same at each of the resource centers, and that's just to ensure that, you know, we want you to attend your local resource center. We don't want you to have to go out of your way. We understand with the work commute, you know, we don't want you to have to go pick up the kids after school, have to come back just to say that they're here. We want to make it convenient on families. So those four resource centers, you're more than welcome to stop by. Cobb is at 601 Mallory Street, and you can give them a call at 436-5192. Fricker is at 900 North F Street. You can give them a call at 436-5195. Goal Point is at 7000 Spanish Trail. You can give them a call at 494-7360. And last but not least, Woodland Heights is located at 111 Berkeley Drive. And you can give them a call at 435-1750.
That's so awesome. And if someone didn't catch that, these are also on the website?
Absolutely. Visit us at playpensacola.com.
Awesome. Very awesome. And so we've got, oh my gosh, so much going on. It feels like after a season of rest.
Yes.
There, no, we're getting back to it. I feel like back to school always just recharges the energy.
I agree.
Even I don't have a kid at home, but it still feels that way.
I agree. I think it's just it's a nice transition of season. It's a nice reset. And although in my mind, I always thought of January as the beginning, for the first time in forever, I really acknowledge the power in September. September is the beginning.
It really is. A whole new chapter, and the weather starts to change just enough to give us a taste that we have, you know, like 2.5 seasons here in Pensacola, and I feel like it's
two
a time.
And a half. I love that.
Is it time for boots and scarves? I think we're almost there. I know everyone's getting their pumpkin spice back. And
oh, I know. I'm. I love it. I'm not going to lie.
Hey, that's good, right? Like you just gotta own it, and it is delicious. And I think if anyone is hating on it, they probably just haven't tried it.
Let's I know, or either go for a recipe. You know, sometimes I get it. You might not want Starbucks or the many different flavors that are out there at every restaurant everywhere, but try a home recipe too.
I know that is a good idea. That is appealing. Yeah. I'm like, I can add some vanilla into that. I can make it my own.
I'm looking forward to it.
I think it might be time for some more coffee. So I do want to make sure that we let people know more immediately. So October is when we're looking forward to after school programming.
Yes.
Coming back to the resource centers. Snack distribution is available now.
Yes, available now.
Okay, and that's Monday through Friday at the resource centers, 3 to 5 p.m. And then we also have a upcoming event at Maritime Park.
Absolutely. So This is another program that did take a pause due to the pandemic. We have a great partnership with Breathe Yoga and Wellness Center. And so they offer yoga instruction in Community Maritime Park. And that has been going on every first Sunday of the month for about the past year and a half, I'd say, or maybe 2 years, since 2019, I know for sure. However, that program is now coming back after a brief pause, and we are very excited. So this Sunday, September 6th at 9 a.m., come out to Community Maritime Park, enjoy free yoga in the park in the open fresh air, get a nice recharge and a nice stretch.
Oh, that sounds just delightful there with the water and the breeze coming. Do people need to RSVP if they plan to come to that?
No, ma'am. So we are doing things a little bit different. Because of the pandemic, we want to ensure that we practice safe social distancing. And I believe this first time around, we may see it increase in our attendees. However, we have capped our classes at 50 participants. So it is on a first come, first served basis. And we just want to have everyone come out, bear with our instructors, bear with everyone, you know, respect each other's space, come out and enjoy, and, you know, allow us to transition and actually get a gauge of what we may need to do. Perhaps we may need to, implement an RSVP system. I'm hoping that isn't the case, but if it is, that's not a bad thing. That means we have more than 50 people who are interested in doing yoga in the park, and that's great.
That is some great participation. Yes. So, yes. And what better place to ask for a little bit of patience and some grace as we're like working to bring these awesome events and services back. So if you're coming, come with the mindset. Don't wait until after the yoga to get into your zen place.
Absolutely.
Just go ahead and bring it with you.
Start it now, into the weekend.
That's right. Yeah, what better time? It's a long weekend. You got some time on your hands, hopefully, to relax, enjoy this gorgeous weather that now we are back to,
gorgeous.
Our regularly scheduled sunshine, which is so awesome. So that's fantastic. So I want to make sure everyone knows I'm speaking with Deja, and we're talking about Play Pensacola. And one more time, Deja, if there's one thing people need to know about getting in touch, would you say Facebook, would you say website, or both?
You know, I'm always for both. More information, the better. We always put something out there. And honestly, it's just preference. We have a strong following on Facebook. We have a strong following on our website. It's just based upon whichever your preference is. However, we want to make sure that we get the information out to you. I'm always open up to suggestions. Reach out to us at playpensacola.com to be able to see all of the things on our website. On Facebook, follow us at facebook.com/playpicolaparks. That's Play P-C-O-L-A Parks.
Awesome. Play Picola Parks. And so are you going to be doing yoga on Sunday? What do you have going on this weekend?
You know, I was thinking about going out there. I'm not going to lie, but unfortunately, I wouldn't have the opportunity to be able to participate. I'd have to probably take pictures or do something.
All right, they'll put you to work. You're like, this is not balancing my chakras the way I was hoping for.
Oh, man, I would love to get out there and just balance some chara, get some zen, and maybe in the future, but probably the first time around, you may see me poking around with a camera, just taking some pictures.
Okay, so we'll remember that. We're like, don't let this disrupt your flow. Just, you know, look peaceful for the camera. And maybe you'll get featured on the Play Picola Parks Facebook page or the website.
Yes.
That is so exciting. Well, I am so grateful. Thank you for joining me today, Deja.
Thank you.
It's so nice to meet you. I hope you have an awesome weekend and not doing any work.
I hope you do too. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you.